Hey, good morning. This is Julie Fair with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce, and joining me today is Miss Laurie Mosley.
Good morning, Julie.
Good morning. For our monthly catch-up with the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
One of my highlights of the month, getting to be here with you on Chamber Chat.
Mine too. So we were just talking about February and how many cool things are going on.
Absolutely.
It's kicking off here pretty quick.
You know what? We're going to kick it off this Saturday. How quick is that?
That's pretty stinking quick.
And we're going to kick it off with Hatchie Graw 2024.
We need to be doing a podcast so people can see your moves.
My enthusiasm.
2024.
Hatchie Graw 2024. Coming to a downtown near you.
That's right. That's right. Tell us about Hatchie Graw. What's going on with Hatchie Graw?
Well, what is going on? You know, I love to sing the praises of folks and the Waxahachie Food and Beverage Collective.
Oh.
They kind of just revamped we've had a Mardi Gras event for quite some time, for over 20 years, thanks to the help of Wayne Strickland at College Street Pub.
Yeah.
But this Waxahachie Food and Beverage Collective, they kind of revamped it last year, and it's so awesome where they kick it off with the parade. The parade will be this Saturday at 11 a.m. starting at Rail Yard Park.
Mm-hmm.
It'll go down College Street to the courthouse and then back up Rogers and kind of end there at Rail Yard Park, if you would. And then after that, all of the downtown restaurants, bars, and venues, they're going to have live music throughout the day, kind of staggered throughout the day. They all are going to have specials, food and beverage specials, mm-hmm. and you can just eat and drink till your heart's content and just stay all in that area. And they're all within walking distance of each other.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So we're super excited about them, the way they come together and they work together, you know, and then also we say eat, sleep, and drink downtown on that day, you know, fresh coffee. He's got those king cake baby lattes.
What?
People lose their minds over the fresh coffee king cake baby lattes.
What is that?
Basically, it's a latte with a little baby in it. It's like got a whole bunch of foam on top and like the little king cake baby is in there. Oh, yeah. It's a thing.
Don't swallow the baby.
Yeah, you don't have. Yeah. Don't get that going again. That's not going to happen. Like, he's made these for several years. It's fine. We've got responsible adults drinking these lattes.
A floating baby.
Yeah, a king cake baby latte. I might have the name of it wrong, but that's at least the...
You put an image in my head. It doesn't matter what you call it at this point. I love it.
Yeah, the name might be something slightly different, but the concept is the same, I promise
you. I'm
going to
call it little floating baby.
No, call it the king cake baby latte.
Okay, and what time does the parade start?
11 a.m.
11 a.m.
And then the food, the fun, and the specials at all the bars and restaurants will last to like 11 p.m.
I wonder if someone's going to have some crawfish.
You know what? I bet there could be somebody.
I bet you somewhere there's going to be some.
You know, if not, Atkins Seafood's always a wonderful choice
for
some seafood.
Yes. All right. So Hatchie Graw this Saturday.
Yeah, you can go to hatchiegraw.com for all of the information. And if you're wanting to be in the parade, the Odd Fellows are the ones that's handling the parade entry applications. It's a small fee to participate, but I believe the funds are going to Waxahachie Care. So they're going to a good cause.
Good.
So you can go party for a good cause.
Yeah. Get your food, your drink, your fun.
Yeah.
And I'm betting you may get some beads out of it, too.
Oh, I know that you'll get some beads. There's beads to be had. King cake babies and beads. And
floating babies and flying beads. That's what we need to call.
That's what you're going to rename it.
That's the tagline. Floating babies and flying beads.
So take your crew. I think that's the cool thing to say, the crew, with a K. Take your crew to downtown Waxahachie this Saturday. Be there on the square.
I love that. My crew's all grown up. I don't really have a crew, but I'll find one. If you want to be in my crew, let's go. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Julie needs a crew.
Yes. So what else is going on?
And then also, you know, just shortly thereafter, starting March the 15th, going through the 24th, is going to be Tulipalooza. And the biggest thing that we need to know, that's a 10-day charity event benefiting 10 different North Texas charities. The biggest thing to know about that is it's got a new location.
Yes.
It is over at Getson Daner Park, over on the old hospital site.
You know, where the hospital came down, they're out there. I've seen there's a fence around it. They're getting it all ready and pretty. So I guess those bulbs all got planted.
300,000 bulbs planted by the Tamingas family.
Like Luke Tamingas.
Like Luke Tamingas and his daddy Cars.
Oh, no.
Thanks to them, those 300,000 bulbs fresh from Holland were planted by folks from Holland.
That is very cool.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that's really cool.
I love it whenever we've got that kind of legacy here in Ellis County.
I know. So, okay. So, 10 different, it goes for 10 different charities in North Texas?
Yes. It's those 10 days, March the 15th through the 24th. You can go to tulipalooza.org. for more information.
Perfect.
All right. You know, our website's always a great place for that. But I do know that you've probably got stuff you want to talk about. But I don't ever want anybody to get tired of hearing us say that the eclipse has chosen, Mother Nature has chosen Waxahachie to be in the path of totality on April the 8th.
Yes.
And so the weekend leading into that, so the 6th and 7th at Rail Yard Park, we've got a Beatles tribute band, Beatlemania for Here Comes the Sun. And then on the 7th, we'll do the Here Comes the Moon or Dark Side of the Moon, Pink Floyd tribute band.
Not Total Eclipse of the Sun.
Not a tribute band. It's a laser light show. So with Beatles tribute band on Saturday and a laser light show, Pink Floyd themed laser light show.
Yeah.
We're going to be tripping.
You'll be tripping, girl.
We're going to be tripping. We're going to be tripping on that Sunday night. And anyway, and so then, of course, on the 8th, we'll be at 1:40 when the whole total eclipse happens for
total
4 minutes
eclipse.
And like 19 seconds here, but over in Ennis it's a little longer, like 4 minutes and 23 or 24 seconds.
Yeah,
so no matter where you live here in Ellis County, you're going to be in a good place.
I
want to
sit on a rooftop.
Okay, I bet somebody in your crew or
I
your
might
posse
sit on my barn. I can we'll sit on my you, barn rooftop.
We'll let you sit somewhere.
Total eclipse of the, you know, yeah. Ken was making fun of me.
Hatchie eclipse
last...
of the heart. That's actually what we're calling it.
Hatchie
eclipse of the heart.
Hatchie eclipse.
Yeah. And we, you know, our glasses and all of our artwork is based on that heart, the painted heart that sits outside of City Hall, like right there near where your chamber building is.
Yeah.
That says, Here Comes the Sun. So we kind of based everything off of that. Well, that's a local artist, Leah Smith, here. And so we've actually commissioned her to help create the eclipse poster, a souvenir poster.
What?
And from there, we'll probably have a t-shirt, but yeah.
I want a t-shirt.
Because Solar Stu, Stuart Stevenson, he's our chairman, our official chairman of this event. Because he's been telling me since 2017 this was happening.
Yeah.
And so anyway, he for sure needs a souvenir t-shirt. He deserves a souvenir t-shirt. For telling us way back when to what to expect.
So we have Hatchie Gras, Tulipalooza, Total Hatchie Eclipse of the...
Hatchie Eclipse of the Heart.
Hatchie Eclipse of the Heart.
And then last but not least, on April the 13th, I mean, we're just planting seeds right now, y'all.
Yeah.
I know this is a little bit far out, but it is the Waxahachie Cowboy Gathering.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And the, you know, David Smith, our official cowboy poet here, he's the one that leads those efforts and travels the United States on the cowboy poet circuit. So not only is it cowboy poetry, it's cowboy music, cowboy everything. You can get your cowboy on.
You'll see them with their spurs on.
Yeah.
Going out there wrangling cows and stuff.
That's going to happen on April 13th. There's no telling because he works hard every day. He and his lovely wife, Pat, they work hard every day at trying to put this together. And a lot of the restaurants, a lot of the Food and Beverage Collective will have musicians in their restaurants that day doing cowboy themed music too. Texas Theater is a big part. Of course, Cowboy Church here of Ellis County. They'll be doing some like stuff for the Kids Corral on the lawn at Sims Library. Of course, you know, you can go to Cowboy Church on that Sunday morning.
You can lasso a hay bale if you want to.
They've got roping dummies.
Got
roping dummies.
So are they still doing it at Getzendaner this year? Or are they moving?
That is, it's just kind of all throughout the downtown area. Different experiences will happen throughout. So
Are they going to have their actual event, though, at Getzendaner like they did last year?
Nope. It's at the Texas Theater
Texas Theater
and all the bars and restaurants around.
Okay, cool.
And then also parts of it on the lawn of Sims Library.
So you can
go to WaxahachieCowboy.com.
Yes.
And find out all the information there.
If you don't know how to spell Waxahachie, just let us know.
Yeah. Just call us. Friendly operator will be sitting by.
That's the first big word I learned to spell in kindergarten.
Oh. What, in Chautauqua?
No. At school, I had to learn how to spell. What'd you say?
Is it what in Chautauqua?
No, that and perennial. Those are my two big words I had to learn.
And Getzendaner.
I don't have nearly as much excitement as Lori has. I have just one thing I was going to mention. On this month, on the 20th, we have our Georgia Pacific Education Series that kicks off. Georgia Pacific is our sponsor who's paying for everyone's lunches, who attends this series throughout the year. And I think this one is Trudy Hankins is going to be talking about avatars.
Oh, okay.
You know, like creating your avatar for your business, your personality, and what that looks like and stuff. So it's pretty cool.
Very nice. If
you are interested, you need to join the chamber and you need to come down and talk to us because we have all kinds of cool education and things that you need to know.
And how nice is that, that Georgia Pacific is the lunch sponsor? Brad and that whole team over there at Georgia Pacific just doing great things in our community.
They are. They are very.
Thank you, Brad and the one team.
Yeah, Brad. Way to go, Brad.
Brad with the one team. Like, that's the mentality. That's the culture there. We love it.
Very much. All right. Well, thank you, Lori. We'll talk next month.
Well, I look forward to it, Julie.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.